An insult. That's what the teaching unions have called the latest pay offer from the Department of Education. The Northern Ireland Teachers Council, which represents the five teaching unions, said teachers were offered a 1% pay rise in 2016-17, which they've rejected, saying that in real terms it would actually be a pay cut. Justin McCampbell is from the largest teaching union, the NASUWT. So how would this be a pay cut?
Well, let's look at what the finance minister said on Tuesday when he announced the pay freeze in the national rate. He announced a pay freeze that was actually a 1.7% rise. So if a 1.7% rise in the regional rate is a pay freeze, what on earth is a 1% offer to teachers? And it was a 1% offer that actually would impose detrimental changes to the contracts of younger teachers.
Okay, so I'm completely confused now, Justin. If you've been offered a 1% pay rise and that's what you've turned down, how is a 1% rise a pay cut?
Because it's less than inflation. The executive are measuring inflation as being 1.7% and they've offered teachers 1%.
That's for the purposes of rates.
It's still a measure that they've been using. Looking at RPI since 2010 has been 15%. Yet in that time, teachers' pay has only risen 2%. So teachers' pay has fallen by 13% in real terms in the last 6 years.
How much do you want?
Well, we would be looking at that 13% as a starter figure.
You want a 13% pay rise in 1 year?
Well, we want to sit down with the department and talk about how we can address the gap. We should be looking at how we make up the losses that teachers have suffered and how we stop further detrimental changes being applied to teachers' contracts.
Don't you think some people listening to this morning who are working two and three jobs to try to make ends meet, they've maybe taken a pay freeze, many of them will have taken a pay cut, and you're on here this morning saying you want a 13% pay rise in 1 year. And you're going to get public support for that, are you?
I think people actually, in the public, actually do value the work that teachers do. And I wouldn't say that any worker should be subject to pay cuts and pay freezes. We have the greatest sympathy for other workers who are in that position, but we're not going to turn around the economy in Northern Ireland by cutting teachers' wages. We need to make sure we've got the best calibre, high-quality teachers in our schools teaching our young people.
What's a teacher on? I know it differs. What's a teacher start on? What do they end up on?
A teacher starts on £22,500.
Going up to?
About £38,000.
You can give them more than 38 grand, can't you, as a teacher?
Well, obviously you can if you become a principal or you become a vice principal, become a head of department, you can earn more.
Sure.
I mean, that's the same in all professions. I'm sure in the BBC, the people at the top earn more than the people at the bottom.
Oh, they certainly do. I just wonder, Justin, when you ask for that 13% pay rise, I just wonder, are you in cloud cuckoo land?
Well, we don't have to talk about 13% this year. We have to look at how we get teaching back in line to where it was in the past. And the department need to sit down and have those realistic conversations with the teacher unions.
What's your leverage here? What are you going to do if you don't get it?
Well, we have our conference this weekend, and I know our members at that conference are going to be looking at action, taking action short of strike action, and potentially strike action as well.
Potentially strike action?
Yes.
So taking our kids out of schools?
It's not about taking kids out of schools.
Yeah, it is.
It's about workers standing up for themselves.
Well, if there's no teachers in the school, what's the kid do? They can't go to school.
That's certainly true, and that's why the department have to prioritise dealing with this problem, sitting down with the teacher union, and giving us a decent pay settlement.
How quickly could these strikes happen?
Well, in theory, they can be called within a week, but I would say that's very unlikely at this stage. But strikes could happen.
So as a union leader, are you going to recommend strike action?
It's not my job to recommend it. It's for the elected officials within the union to make that recommendation.
What's your gut telling you?
It's telling me that I'm going to be hearing calls from members this evening and tomorrow for that. And I would be listening to those concerns.
What's your message to the Education Minister, John O'Dowd?
The message to the Education Minister is to come back with a proper pay offer for teachers, to take on board all the changes that have happened in education, teachers are now paying more for their pensions than they were in the past. And like a lot of other public sector workers, in April are going to be hit with an increase in national insurance contributions.
Let's see what you think at home this morning about this. 0330 80 55 55. I'm just sitting here trying to think through the timeline of all this, Justin. So you have your meeting tonight, is that right?
We have a meeting tonight and tomorrow, all day tomorrow.
So when are you going to ballot for strike action?
I didn't say we were going to ballot for strike action. We will be listening to your members at the conference first. We will be having our executive council meeting, and we will be taking on board the members' views. And we will have to consult with members and schools to find out what they're up for. And I'm sure if there are any teachers listening now, I doubt they are, because they'll be working today, I'm sure they will be getting in contact with me, getting in contact with their office and their local associations with their views on what we should do next.
Yeah, the offer of 1% of a pay rise was made subject, you say, Justin, to teachers giving up the right to automatic incremental pay.
Yeah.
In other words, whether you're good at your job or not, just because you're there, you get a pay rise. That's what incremental pay is. The longer in the job, your money goes up every year. And you wouldn't give that up.
No, why would we give it up? Remember, this would only be affecting the lowest 10% of teachers in terms of pay, who would be subject to a different contract than the 90% who are already at the top of the scale.
But the point is that you are arguing that you're not getting a pay rise, forgetting to tell us that you get an automatic pay rise every year. You want a pay rise on top of a pay rise.
10% of teachers get an automatic pay rise each year. That's the contract they signed up to when they became teachers. They knew that they were taking a lower salary, knowing that it would build up to the actual salary approximately 12 years later.
So the other 90% don't get the incremental pay?
That's true. They've already had it in the past. Once you reach the 38,000 mark, you stay on it unless you become promoted into other posts.
Yeah, but before that, every year, the pay goes up.
Not every year. For the first 6 years, it goes up every year. And then after that, there's three sets of two-year increases.
Let me see what Malachy's saying this morning in Antrim. Morning, Malachy.
Hi, Dan.
Go ahead.
Is that Stephen?
Yes.
You sound differently on the phone. Stephen, no, I just think it's simple mathematics. I mean, if the government is offering you 1% of a pay rise...
Did you tell our phone-in room I must be dense?
I think, yes, you do come across as dense sometimes, Stephen.
Why?
Because the fellas only have to explain it to you that over this past 6 years, they've lost 13% in wages, effectively. And whenever they say they want 13% back, you know, that would only bring them up to be on an even footing.
But do you expect everybody in the country to get the money back over recent years, where there were pay freezes, pay cuts in order to...
I absolutely do, yes.
Right.
I mean, all these companies are all crying about they haven't any money. And you'll find that the upper management and all, they'll be getting their wages increased regularly. Maybe 10% at a go.
Are you a teacher?
No, I'm not. I wish I was.
But you support them?
Absolutely.
Would you support them stopping kids going to school, pulling out strike action?
Well, see, that's just that would be the result of the government's mishandling of the wages.
Tell you there, Malachy. Stay there. Johnny, morning, Johnny.
Morning, Stephen.
What would you say to Malachy?
Stephen, I have to laugh at teachers. Here they go again. Poor old teachers. Loads of holidays every year. They're already probably on 40, 50 grand a year. They're sitting in nice, warm, cosy conditions every day. Get them outside in the all weathers like this morning there. Get them up out of their beds, starting work at 6 or 7 in the morning, working a 40-hour week outside all the time with the wind, rain blowing around them.
All right, because you don't think it's stressful working with kids. You don't think that can be stressful?
No, I'm not saying that, Stephen, but what I'm saying is they already get paid for doing that, and when they become teachers, they know they're getting into a stressful job. How many other people in this country do you know who are on a wage like a teacher?
But what's your point about, you know, they're indoors in nice conditions? What's your point?
Well, it's hardly the worst job in the world, Stephen. Is it okay? Yes, it is stressful. I totally agree with that. But at the end of the day, It's like anybody else. When you train to be something, you know what you're going into. I mean, I don't think...
Well, they just want paid a decent wage for it, don't they?
Are they not getting a decent wage, Stephen? What's the average teacher on a year?
Let me let Justin McCampbell speak to you directly, Johnny.
Okay.
Hi, Johnny.
Good morning, Justin.
Johnny, I don't know the average wage, but I do know the pay scales that teachers start on and what they end up on.
Well, would I be far away in saying that the average teacher would maybe be on maybe 40 grand a year?
I think that would be too high. The average teacher, the maximum on the main scale is 38,000. Now, the majority of teachers aren't at that.
Right, the majority of them mightn't be on that. But tell me this, Justin, how much do you think average Joe Bloggs out doing a 40-hour week, maybe on a building site or a job outside or whatever's on? Most people in this country struggle, and I mean struggle, to earn 15 grand a year, out in all weathers, doing all sorts. There's the teachers. How many weeks' holidays do they get a year, Justin?
Teacher holidays aren't as straightforward as people think. You know.
No, that wasn't the question, Justin, but I asked you, how many weeks' leave do they get in a year?
I know they have the 8-week summer holiday that we all know about.
Yes.
But I think we need to take the conversation away from holidays, because teachers...
All right.
Teachers, if you look at the average teacher works during the working week, that it more than the holidays basically just about compensate for it. Teachers work 70, 80 hours a week. You can't just look at the work that's actually done in the classroom.
70 to 80 hours a week?
Justin,
yes, easily.
Justin, many other people in this country, including myself, have to work more than one job. They work maybe 70 or 80 hours a week, and still with two jobs would not come anywhere near the pay scale the teachers are on.
Yeah, but Johnny, where's your respect for what teachers actually contribute to this society? It's a pretty important job, isn't it? Educating our kids.
Stephen, I have already said at the outgoing of this conversation, I absolutely appreciate the stress.
Well, you don't sound like it.
Well, Stephen, how much do they want to be paid? When they train to be a teacher, did they not know the salary they're going to be on? Did they not know the conditions they're going to have?
Well, Johnny, we didn't know the conditions that we signed up to. We didn't expect a 13% pay cut.
Well, everybody else in this country has had pay freezes for years and years. Lots of people.
But then everybody, all workers need to ask.
People have even lost their jobs completely.
I mean, all workers need to ask for more money. We all need to push for a living wage to be paid to all workers as a bare minimum, and any other worker needs to get themselves into a union and fight for better conditions.
Yes, but what about the austerity cuts that everybody in the country is suffering, and the teachers not willing to take their part in that and do their bit for austerity? Are they not quite...
But it's not about supporting austerity. We need to challenge austerity. We need to challenge why these measures are being imposed on workers in Northern Ireland.
Yes, we have all to challenge austerity, but at the same time, we all have to take it on the knuckle. That's what has been said to us all. We all have to do our bit. We all have to suffer the consequences. Many people, many people have lost their homes. They've lost everything. They don't have a job. And I'm sure when they sit at home this morning and listen to teachers who are already on a substantial salary, on whinging about a 1% pay rise, many people have had freezes for years and years and years, pay cuts, redundancies, all sorts.
You know, when you look at the average wage increases, I actually think, I haven't the figures in front of me, but I believe they have been rising recently, and as teachers' wages haven't. That's not taken away from the pain and suffering that have been caused by recent job losses for people. But it's wrong to say that everyone's wages are falling. They're not.
I'm not saying everyone's wages are falling, but what I'm saying is, you know, at least teachers still have a job. They still have a salary. I mean...
Not every teacher still has a job. Because of budget cuts, teachers are losing jobs.
Here's Jonathan in Newton Arch. Morning, Jonathan.
Hey, Stephen. This is Jonathan here in Newton Arch.
Yes.
Hey, that guy.
So I believe.
The union.
Yes.
He's a waffler.
What do you mean a waffler?
Talking the biggest load of rubbish about teachers.
Say good morning to Justin McCampbell and pay him a bit of respect.
Listen to me a minute. My wife's a nurse. Her starting salary, when she goes out, £21,692 a year. She's in the community. She works at 12 o'clock at night. They haven't had a pay raise in 5 years. 5 years. So when this guy's coming on and talking about school teachers who go to class in the morning, nice, cosy classroom.
Aye, nice and cosy, isn't it? With 30 kids sitting in a classroom. You're dead right. That's nice and cosy, Jonathan.
I'm going to tell you, Stephen, nurses have to give drugs. They have to go to people's house where people are dying, and comfort them and give them pain relief. Does a school teacher do that? No.
Why are you setting nurses off against teachers?
Because teachers are always coming on and saying they're hard done by, they're worked hard. Everybody else is. I don't get 8 weeks in the summer holidays. I don't get 2 weeks at Christmas. I don't get a week at Easter. I don't get term off. I don't get training days off. Break me.
Well, do you know something? Teachers don't get training days off either. Pupils might. Teachers certainly don't.
Teachers get
teachers are there training. Every profession has training.
But I tell you, they're not long after Christmas and they were off there for nearly 3 or 4 days, midterm. The kids were only back to school at Christmas and they were actually off again. Stephen, this is a joke.
Doesn't every worker get holidays?
Yeah, but not the same as teachers.
Look,
not the same as teachers. I work
teachers support
38 an hour.
Teachers support the nurses. Nurses have got nurses should be paid more than 1% too.
Yes,
the entire public sector has been restricted to 1%.
So instead, Jonathan, of someone like you fighting so that all of you get a pay rise, you're lambasting the teachers for trying to get more than 1%.
Well, if they're going looking 1%, then nurses should get 5%. Because I think, Stephen, if you'd done a poll, everybody would say nurses do just as important job as school teachers. I'm not saying school teachers don't do a good job. I'm not saying that. But they have to live in reality. We are living in a time where there's not a lot of money floating about in any department in government. So for teachers to come on and say that they want 13%, maybe not on one-off, they're never going to get 13% because the community wouldn't let it happen. Because it's ridiculous. As that other guy said, he has to work hard. There's people have to work 2 and 3 jobs to make a living, to pay their rates.
So how valuable do you think a teacher is in our society?
How important?
Yes.
Well, they're important, but they're not any more important than you and I. I mean, they do a job and they get paid for it.
Final word from you, Justin, to Jonathan.
Jonathan, I think that's a ridiculous argument. You need to look at what the private sector pay increases have been in Northern Ireland for the past year. Private sector wages have risen by 6%, while nurses, teachers, firefighters have got 1%. That's the argument we need to be having. Why are public sector workers' pay, why has it been restricted to 1% while the private sector has risen by 6%?
I'm not saying you shouldn't get a pay raise, mate. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it has to be equal over the board. If teachers are going to get a pay raise in, nurses should get a pay raise. And you see them young auxiliary nurses too, they come on like, and they start at 15,100 quid, because I've got the bands right in front of me on the computer here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, band one is 15,100 quid. Like that's, you would get that, a worker would get that in the factory. And these girls are expected to go out to people's homes to deal with people's emotions when their loved ones are lying in bed dying with diseases and bad health. Like, teachers don't experience that. They don't, they go to class and they teach their, whatever they teach, their maths, their history and their English. They teach that. They learn that. But I tell you, mate, you go into somebody's house where there's somebody in the bedroom dying, and that nurse has to deal with them relations, they have to deal with the loved ones, they have to draw up drugs that the government or the doctor has prescribed for
them. I think Stephen and Newton Stewart wants to take you on, Jonathan. Justin, I know you need to go, so good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, Justin.
I agree with that gentleman about the nurses. I mean, let's face it, they do an amazing job, and a wonderful job. But would his wife be a nurse if the teachers weren't good when she was at school? Teachers are the basis of our civilization. They're the basis of our community. Without teachers, you're not going to have doctors, you're not going to have professors, you're not going to have lawyers.
Well, how about telling this man Jonathan this, who's banging on about his wife as a nurse?
Well, no, got to be honest, I agree with everything the gentleman is saying, but does he not appreciate the fact that without teachers initially, his wife wouldn't be a nurse?
I agree with that.
She had to be educated.
Well, then wind your neck in.
No, I agree with that. I didn't come on here and make that argument. That's not the argument I was making. The argument that I was making is about the pay and the guy looking...
It's not the argument you were making. You come on this radio programme and start talking about the holidays teachers were getting.
Oh, well, they do.
And the cosy environment they're in.
Yes.
That's the argument you were making.
Well, that's all very true. And
I would put it up to that gentleman that if he was to go into a classroom for 1 week with 30 children in that class and see if it wasn't stressful, I defy him to say it wasn't.
Well, wait a time, mate.
Because that teacher is handling everything.
Yes.
She's handling social care. She's handling everything to do with that child. I defy any mother to have 30 children in their house for 1 day and control them.
What do you do for a living, by the way, Jonathan?
I work in Sainsbury's.
Right.
I serve the community every day, and some of them are lovely and some of them can be quite awkward, as you know, as you serve with the community. But I'm not saying that. If without teachers, none of us would be educated. Now, when I went to school, I was sort of let down in school, but quite honest, by my teachers, because they didn't really, I would suffer slightly with dyslexia and they didn't pick that up. So I pay the consequences for that throughout my whole life.
Could I ask you a personal question? You don't have to answer it. What age, gentlemen, would you be?
I am 48.
48. Well, you must appreciate that dyslexia has only come to the fore in the past, say, 15 to 20 years.
That's true. I understand that.
And they didn't realise that there was such a thing, I don't think, until about that period of time. Do you kind of blame the teacher for that?
No, I'm not blaming the teacher for that whatsoever. As you say, it's just come to light in the last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, but can you not appreciate my point of view? My point of view is this, that without teachers, we don't have society.
That's true.
I mean, Stephen Orland wouldn't be able to do his job unless he was educated.
But without nurses...
You wouldn't be able to work in Sainsbury's unless you had a basic education.
But without nurses and doctors, there'd be a lot of sick people as well.
But I appreciate your point about the nurses. I do, I really do.
Appreciate your point about the teachers.
Okay, thank
Jonathan,
you.
Jonathan, you stay there, because there's someone wants to talk to you this morning. 030 30 80 55 55, all kicking off today, all different types of employees battling for pay rises for themselves. What about the broadcasters? What kind of percentage rise are we getting? The Northern Ireland Tory Mark Brotherston with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Do you value teachers?
I do. I was a teacher.
So, should they be getting more than 1%?
I don't think that they should be talking about initiating strike action over a 1% pay rise. No, I disagree with that.
Well, how do they? Well, it's not over a 1% pay rise because they've rejected that. How do they get your party to listen? Well, of course, it's not your party in this. It's the Education Minister, isn't it? But how do they get people like you to listen as to how valuable they are?
No, I know exactly how valuable teachers are, and this is a devolved matter here for the Assembly.
I get that.
It's not Westminster, but I'm working in the private sector, Stephen, and I listened to a lot of your listeners this morning who rang in. And, I mean, this is concerning. We're starting to push this 13% pay rise to claw back what people have to pay in living costs.
Well, he's saying that's to make up a gap that has developed of what they've lost over many years.
Well, if you take it in context, I know that from being in the teaching profession for quite a number of years, that if you take the salary that they were talking about, average between 22 up to 38,000, so around sort of 35,000, 38,000, and that's for 32 weeks work a year in terms of being in the classroom with 60 days leave. And I'm up at Inspire Business Centre as the CEO here with 70 small businesses, and we have people day and daily working 50, 60, 70 hours a week for £18,000 and £19,000. So,
but you don't think we should give teachers a special status in this country?
No, I do indeed. Absolutely do. And
them for it then.
Well, it's a very valuable public service, which I believe that we are paying for. I mean, let's not forget, we're borrowing £700 million at the minute to try and rebalance the economy, to rebalance from a 30% private sector to a 70% public sector.
Much of a pay rise did politicians get last year?
Politicians, I don't know, you could enlighten me on that one. Was it 11% in the Assembly? And by the way, I'm not getting that.
I know they got something like 11%. I don't think it was last year, but it was certainly recently. An 11% pay rise.
I disagree with that as well. And that was something that was externally evaluated and something that was put into the domain. And I totally disagree with that as well.
Okay.
I disagree with a public service that we're all paying for, where we can be held for ransom by a small amount of people who can make a decision to go on strike and affect our young people who need to be educated.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Sean, next morning, Sean. Thanks, Mark.
Good morning,
Sean.
How are you? In a roundabout way, I work for the public, for the government as
well. If you're a teacher, by the way, I want to hear from you this morning. 030-30-80-55-55. Maybe you're angry on teacher's behalf. 030-30-80-55-55. The text 81771. Go ahead, Sean.
I don't get 13% of a raise. I work for the public as well. I look after two aged parents. I get £62 a week. And the teachers are looking for 13%.
So you have no sympathy.
I get £3,500 a year to look after my mother and father.
So you have no sympathy for them?
Not one bit. And I do 80 hours a week as well. Have they any sympathy for me? I'm actually saving the government money.
Well, the teachers don't set your level of income. Why are you blaming them?
Give me 13% of an increase. I'm actually saving the government money.
It's a completely different issue, isn't it?
It's real.
Bye-bye. You know, he's a carer and that does matter. Of course it matters. The only point I'm trying to make is it's not a teacher's fault, the income that he's getting. But you could hear that in that call there at the end, his frustration. And I guess he doesn't feel valued. As many carers tell us, they don't. And that's a whole different separate issue, isn't it? Sammy in Belfast. Morning, Sammy.
Good morning, Stephen.
So we have Jonathan in Newton Arch here. He's still with us. He's banging on about the holidays teachers get, 8 weeks a year, their training days, all that kind of stuff.
He's banging on about the teachers.
You know, to listen to Jonathan, you'd think walking into to teach every day a group of 30-odd kids is a walk in the park. It's not.
Hello, Stephen, you're talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I think teaching profession, it must be one of the most stressful jobs going, to go into a class and have... And like sometimes the class, I mean, the pupils have no respect for the teachers. They misbehave. And some of the teachers actually get physically attacked, not only by the pupils, but the parents themselves come up and verbally abuse them and sometimes physically abuse them. And there was a program on during the week or last week. It was called This Morning, you know, with Phil Schofield. And there was a teacher's assistant on it. Now, she reprimanded some pupil in the playground for misbehaving, and she was walking out to her car to go home, and that pupil's father, he came up and he physically attacked her. He broke her arm, her jaw. She was off work. I mean, she's still off work, 6 months later. And he got 100 days of community service for doing it.
That's an extreme example, but my goodness.
Ridiculous. 100 days. He should have got about 10 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody's talking about, oh, they've got a cushy number and all this here. I mean, I would like to be a teacher nowadays. Like maybe about 30 or 40 years ago, it would have been, you know, yeah. I mean, the pupils had respect.
In other words, Jonathan...
It all comes from the home.
In other words, Jonathan and Newton Ards, it's not a walk in the park.
Ach, Stephen, I didn't say it was a walk in the park.
Well, you start banging on about the holidays they get.
Tell you what it is. It's a walk in the forest. If the odd tree and the odd obstacle in front of you, you have to go around. And every job's a god. Teachers have to just get on with it, do their job, quit whining and moaning about their pay. They're getting well paid for what they do. They do a lot of good work.
You don't think teachers are entitled to every penny they get?
I'm entitled to every penny I get. Am I not? Everybody who does a job is entitled to every penny they get because they work for it.
You know, whether we like it or not, right? There are certain jobs in any society where we look at them and we do differentiate them from other jobs. You know, for example, if you want me to make a comparison with me, there's absolutely no doubt that, you know, a doctor or a nurse is much more important in this society to me, a broadcaster, right? So we absolutely draw lines, all of us do, as to the importance of different jobs in society.
That's right.
Right? So, you know, is a nurse not more, given that theory, is a teacher not more important of a job than yours? Should society not recognise that? Should society not be paying? You know, if you think about it...